We're in Siman Samach Gimel in Hilchos Kriyashma. We have done the first three Sifim. We're up to Dalet, and we'll be concluding the entire Siman that's through Sif Tes. So we begin with Sif Dalet. Ikara Kavana. The halacha is that you have to have Kavana in Kriyashma, at least in the first Pasik. So Ikara Kavana will be Pasik Rishon. The Ikar Kavana is in the first Pasik. Hilkach im korav lo kiven libo b'pasuk rishon lo yotzi dechavoso. If someone said Shema and did not have kavana in the first pasuk, ichozer v'kore, he has to return and say the pasuk over again. Vafil l'man liyom mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana moda hocha. Even if you hold that mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, he is moda that for kriyishma you have to have kavana for the meaning of the words you're saying, but only for the first pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah says that Baruch Shem Kavod is included in that, and if you didn't have Kavanah, you should say it again. Furthermore, some say it's not only the first Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, but it's also the beginning of Ahavta. That means that all the way until Al Levavecha, one would have to have Kavanah for. If one got distracted in the middle, he should say it over again. That means if he spaced out and thought about something else in different words, in some of the words of Shema Yisrael or the first Pasuk, after that, then the halacha would be that he should say it over anyway. What happens if a person remembers in the middle of Vayam Shemoa that he didn't have Kavana for Shema Yisrael? So the halacha is that he can finish Vayam Shemoa and then start Shema Yisrael over again and then go to Vayomer. There is no halacha that the three parshias have to be in order. It's only within each parsha they have to be said in order. Sif Hei. Im Haya Yoshin. Somebody was sleeping. Mitzaren Oso Umeirin Oso. Ach Yikra Pasuk Rishon. You don't allow him to doze off as he is saying the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. What you have to do is keep him up for Hu'er Mamish. He must be completely up and awake and alert for that first pasuk. Mikan ve'elach, past that point, ein mitzaren also k'deshikra v'Hu'er Mamish. You don't have to make sure that he's totally up. Sha'af al pishu korem misnamnim. If he is dozing off, but he's not actually sleeping, yotza yoyotza. Hagav v'din shosui v'shikarayin l'kamon. He sends us to the halachas later to know whether someone who is drunk can say Shema. So the halacha is that can say the other psukim of Shema. So the first pasuk you must be alert for. The other psukim, although you should be preferably, that is not ma'akev. And the Mishnah Berurah here goes into which parts of Shema are midoraisa. So the parasha Vayomer is not part of Shema really, but there is a chi of doraisa to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that element in the third parasha is certainly Doraisa. How about the first two? So the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is a Doraisa according to everyone. As far as anything more than that, they're actually a dais. Some say the entire first parasha, and some say that it's the first two parashas. Sivav. Hakori Kriyashma lo yirmos be'enav. He should not use his eyes for sign language to communicate. Lo yikrots besvasav, similarly, not to use movements of the lips to convey a message. Lo yare ba'osav, he should not at that point be communicating by way of his fingers. That's b'parsha rishona shu'ikar kabbalas malchus shamayim. Whereas mipnei shenira kakore aroi, because he looks as if you see he's really busy doing something else, and on the side. In a haphazard way, he's also saying Shema. Uksiv v'dibartabam v'darshinon aseo som keva. So that you shouldn't be doing anything else while you're saying Shema, including remiza, and sign language, l'dvar mitzvah, one should not even do. The second parasha, there are machmir in the Mishnah Berurah says, there you could be mekel if it's l'dvar mitzvah. With regard to smelling snuff, he says that in the first parasha, one should be mekel. Whereas in the second parsha, if one really can't live without it, the Mishnah Berurah says that you could be Makel. Siv Zayin. Haya Osig b'malacha v'ratza likros kriyashma. He was doing work and wants to say Shema. Yizbatel me'malachto ach yikro parsha rishona kadesh le'ya kokore arai. He has to stop his malacha for the first pasik so that it shouldn't look haphazard again. Sivches ha'umnin. V'chein balabaya, sho'osin malacha barosha ilan. Whether it's a worker or the owner, they're up on a tree because they're harvesting it. They're allowed to say Shema there. Oberosh shuris abinyan. They're in the scaffolding of a building. Koran kriyishma b'mkoma v'insrichem leireid. They do not have to come down. Further, siftes. Hakatov. Someone who carries, he delivers things, the delivery boy. Afal pi shema so'al ksefo. Even though he's got on his shoulder, he has his load. Kore kriyishma. He says Shema. You don't start saying Shema at a time that you're picking, that you're actually picking it up, and not when you're empty. Because at those points he's busy and he cannot really concentrate. So the halachi is that while there's actually a load on you, you're allowed to say Shema, even though in tefillah the halachi is that past a certain amount of weight, you are not allowed to be carrying something while you're davening.